Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour, Red Sox Review brought to you by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full lineup that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Barnes delivers. Hey, swings and grounds one toward the middle. Bogarts has it. Steps on second. Throws to first. Double play. Ball game over. And the Red Sox win it 13-9. It wasn't easy. Wasn't pretty. But the Red Sox, led by Tristan Casas tonight, get the victory and beat the Orioles to snap a six-game losing streak.
No, it was not easy, wasn't pretty. The word is offensive, Joe. Joe can't say that. Sean probably can't. I'll say it. Offensive, offensive, offensive baseball. Over at Fenway Park, Mike Monansky with you up until midnight tonight, recapping at least for a couple minutes or so. What we watched, what we listened to, what you attended tonight. I mean, again, I said this as part of the post-game show tonight, and I stand by it. The Red Sox should reach out to anybody who stuck through that entire game at Fenway Park, watched the entire game on TV, listened to Joe and Sean on the broadcast tonight, and get them some sort of reward or medal or T-shirt or sticker to watch that disaster. That was not baseball. I'm not sure what you want to call it. It was a pathetic display of pitching. It was a couple of teams that are absolutely going nowhere. I guess it is baseball in a September sense, right? September baseball can be like this. Last year we didn't experience it. Last year, September was Club Fenway, banged out ballpark, excitement. Tyler Devitt, the producer of Maloney 4A Mega, going to nine straight games because the tickets were so affordable and the action was so good. And tonight you get this. I think I heard Joe say they announced 30,000 tickets sold for this game. Certainly was not 30,000 there. They announced 25,000 last night. There was not 25,000 last night. And how do you sit through something like that? I got a couple of headline thoughts so we can mix in some phone calls here from Alex Cora. If you're at the game tonight and you stuck throughout the game, now you're listening on your way home, I would love to hear from you and know what compelled you to stay. You know, there's the theory that a national radio host, Steve Zaven, famously coined the ale theory, ALE, always leave early. Like, he always leaves sporting events early, and I admit, selfishly, I sort of stand by that. You know, as a fan attending games, you can't when you work most of the time, but attending games, a lot of times I will leave games early to beat traffic and not feel even a smidge of guilt about it. I would have left that game very early tonight. It was 9-0 in the fourth inning. And Joe and Sean kept mentioning it. I'm glad they did because I just could not believe it. It was like so, Ripley, believe it or not. It's like, how are we halfway home in this game at like almost the 245 mark? How is this possible? And I really like baseball. I really like baseball. You can't do this job for multiple years and sit through hours of games, hundreds of hours of games, and not like baseball. I've sat at Fenway. I've sat in studios. I've done, you know, games till 4 or 5 in the morning. West Coast games go extra innings. Like, I've walked out of the studio at like 5 in the morning, sort of laughing. Like, what is going on? So I like baseball. That wasn't baseball tonight. But a couple of baseball thoughts. Number one, Tristan Casas is good. Okay, you want a silver lining from this debacle over Fenway Park tonight? Tristan Casas is good. Home run, 3 hits. The home run was opposite field. Exit velocity of 110. Hit the thing 421. Absolutely smoked it. He's had a couple of these now at Fenway, folks. I'll tell you what it's looked like. Home runs that look like Rafael Devers home runs. And I do not say that sarcastically. I don't say that lightly. He's hit some opposite field bombs that looks like Rafael Devers swing. Tristan Casas is going to be very good. I don't know if he's going to hit for average, but he looks like a guy who's going to hit 20, 25 home runs and field the position very well. He had a really nice sliding play over at first base that Joe talked about when it happened. He's going to be a good first baseman, and it's too bad looking back on it. his ankle injury that dragged on forever. Remember that? There were some rumors they might bring him up, and he got hurt. It took a long time to come back and play. And we would have seen more of Tristan Casas, I believe, if he had not gotten hurt. And that may have solved some of the Red Sox problems at first base. I don't think Casas would have been the difference between you making the playoffs and not. There were too many other issues with this team. But we were robbed of seeing Tristan Casas play a bunch of games here at the big league club. And that stinks, just from a baseball standpoint. And hopefully it's him and Hosmer at first base next year. That's the combo. You know, you got a platoon situation where Hosmer can do some DHing, Casas do DH, and mix it back and forth, and probably one other bat there in the mix. And he can make that happen. But that the number one headline from this game for me is Tristan Casas. And there's only one other headline. I've normally had three headlines, but I just don't – there's not a lot to talk about. Unless you want me to tell me how – I can keep telling you how embarrassing the pitching was tonight. But specifically – you know, Rob Manfred should have to watch this game, okay? Rob Manfred, commissioner of baseball, should be forced to sit down, no DVR, no fast forward, put your phone in a box, like lock it up. Sometimes these comedians now are doing this thing where you got to like lock your phones up when you go to these shows. Rob Manfred, sit through this game tonight, okay? Because it's your fault we don't have a pitch clock. That guy dragged his feet. He wanted to use the pitch clock as a negotiating ploy when it came to the CBA. And because of that, this game took forever. These Orioles pitchers doing nothing on the mound, twiddling their thumbs in a blowout game. Matt Barnes, ninth inning, four-run lead. Throw strikes, dude. What are we doing? Same thing Matt Strom did Friday in New York. Two outs, nobody on, four-pitch walk. Throw strikes Matt Strom. Matt Strom gets the luckiest, dumbest win the history of baseball tonight. Goes an inning plus, gives up multiple runs, home run. He gets the win because he was lucky enough to be in that game at the right time. But I specifically look at just the inability of baseball to install the pitch clock until next year. This game could have been over 45 minutes earlier tonight. But no, Rob Manfred, he stinks. God, is he annoying. And we'll have it next year. And is Matt Strom going to complain about it like he did to Bradfo? Another Bradfo Show podcast where a pitcher complains about the pitch clock. You guys, go watch this game. Matt Strom, all you guys complain about, David Price, complain about pitch clock. Watch this game. No DVR, no phone. Watch it beginning to end. And then look me in the eyes with a straight face and say, yeah, we're okay with no pitch clock. We're annoyed at the commissioner. Bull crap. Those are my two thoughts. Tristan Casas is good. It's embarrassing there's no pitch clock. And the Orioles pitching was just offensive. And you know they had an overachieving year. Nice young pieces. But tonight, they stunk. As did the Red Sox, by the way, for the most part. The Red Sox didn't win tonight. They just stunk less than the Orioles did. 617-779-7937, the phone. I do want to mix in some phone calls because you guys are patient enough to hang out. I'm reminded of this at 11:42 at night after an almost four-hour atrocious offensive baseball game. The fact that we got full lines, people want to react to this thing, is a reminder of how great this city is to be a sports talk show host and how great of a sports city this is. This was in Milwaukee tonight or Miami. Now that Miami's not a great reference right now given the weather down there, okay? Or Cincinnati. You'd have a host talking to himself for a half an hour. But you folks are lunatics. Chris in the car. Let's sneak him in here. I'm mixing your phone calls. We have from Alex Gore coming up between now and midnight. Hi, Chris.
Mutt, great to hear you. I normally ask the question and get off, but at this point, I gotta get off my chest.
Sure.
The English may have invented cricket, but the Indians have perfected it. So look at the IPL. You'd have test matches that ran on for days in Australia and England. And then the Indians took IPL and they have a 2.5-hour match. It's fast. It's fun. It's good. It goes quick start to finish. They don't sacrifice any of the attributes of the game other than condensing time. I tried to listen to the game for 5 minutes and ended up putting on anything but.
Well, I love you, Chris. I wish you stuck with the game, though. Thank you for your call. You should have stuck with the game. Sean and Joe were excellent tonight. He's referencing the sport of cricket, okay? Chris is a good caller to the show. He's not being sarcastic. And I don't have all the details on this, okay? But I know for a fact the sport of cricket decided their games are taking too long, and they shocked everybody in the cricket world by speeding it up. And the initial feedback was like, oh, my God, it's going to ruin the sport. And to Chris's point, I've read stories where it's never more popular because they sped it up. And I don't think baseball would get the same fate. I think baseball is going to surpass the NFL in popularity, but my God. Rob Manfred, watch this game tonight. I dare you. And then explain to baseball fans across the country why you didn't have the guts to put the pitch clock in and instead wanted to have it as part of the CBA, which is brutal. Matt in New Hampshire, the comment line says here, we have no lie detectors. People can call in and lie, Justin, right? The lie detector's broken on the show. Normally, we have a lie detector, folks, where if you're lying to us, we know. Okay, we know when you're lying. But ours is broken right now, and the engineers haven't fixed it. So Matt says here he's at the game and stayed the entire game. I don't believe you, Matt, but go ahead. What's going on?
You don't have to believe me. I can tell you why. So my sister and I, who's in the car with me right now, we're on, I don't even know what, we're going off Grove Street. I don't know. We're driving home from New Hampshire.
Okay.
And there were some open seats. And we was like, okay, this is probably the last Sox game we can go to all year. So we sat first row. We weren't on TV. We were a little bit to the right. But we sat first row, and one of my buddies pitches for the Orioles. He pitched tonight, Brian Baker, so I got to see him as well and got to chat with him in the bullpen. So all in all, pretty great night. Can't beat it.
All right. Well, there you go, Matt. So there's a connection there. There were so many guys that pitched tonight for Baltimore. He could be making that up. Brian Baker did pitch the seventh inning tonight. So, okay, he had great seats, and his buddy pitches for the Orioles. Now, by the way, that's one of the benefits of going to these games in September is that with not a lot of people there, guess what? You kind of move around. Can kind of go find your own seats. There's a benefit there. Stephen Granby, who listened to the game tonight. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Hi, Steve.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
And, you know, what do you expect? I mean, 13-9, great game.
Oh, no! That was not a great game, Steve. That was not a great game.
And you know what? What do you expect? A 2-1 game here in September? Come on, the season's over for the Sox. What? This was a great game. We won this. We won. It was good
to
listen
game.
To.
Not a great game. I'm saying great listen. Glad the Red Sox won, or in this case, didn't lose. Not great. I mean, see, they're like 1% of the audience feels like Steve does. It's great they won. If you bet the Red Sox, congrats. You bet the over, congrats. If you gave out on your pregame show that you host, J.D. Martinez over 1.5 total bases, congrats to you, okay? Not pointing anyone out. 2-for-2 the last two nights. But as far as the sport of baseball, that was offensive. It was an offensively played game. Abner Doubleday is rolling around in his grave right now. Even he's not watching that wherever he is. 617-779-7937, the phone number. Thankfully, Sean and Joe are really good at what they do. So I had to listen to those guys and kind of get an idea, like, what do professionals do when literally the game is unwatchable at times? I got picked up some stuff from two pros and Sean and Joe tonight. But that was not, sorry, Steve, not a great game. Unless you had Matt Strom in fantasy baseball. Got to win. We'll take our only break of the show. We'll come back and talk to you and hear from Alex Cora, Red Sox Review. Red Sox, they didn't win. They just didn't lose here on WEEI.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Final couple of minutes here on a condensed Red Sox Review. Mutt with you guys until midnight. Back at it in the pregame tomorrow from Fenway. with Sean and Joe and a cast of thousands. I'm dying to hear what Alex Cora had to say after this one. 13-9, your final took about 4 hours, but the Red Sox do prevail. Here was the Red Sox skipper.
Long. All kidding aside, I think the at-bats were really good. We control the strikes on something we've been doing the whole month of September. The walks, the deep counts, something. We've been preaching a lot of that. I think when we get out of our game plan or who we are as a team, we swing too much. And I think swing rate-wise, it's been going down. Obviously, different lineup, right? Casas, Wong, Tommy, and Kike has been more patient. So, you know, overall, offensively, it was a good one.
It's pretty rare to see Wong get that hard. What did you
the changeup wasn't good today. It was cutting, it was straight, it wasn't fading. He battled, but, you know, it was finally somebody got him.
Do you think, I know he missed some time, but do you think he's kind of hit a wall here at all? It's been, you know, where he's given up 1 and 2, now he's been given up 3 or more.
I mean, the ones in New York, 3 and 6, that's normal, you know. Today, you know, he got hit hard, and I think it was more about the stuff than anything else. But he feels good. He's in line to make the one on Sunday in Toronto. We'll check on him tomorrow. You know, if he needs one more day, we'll give him one more day. We just, you know, the guy has battle. He's been great for us, so we just got to take care of him. But I don't want to guarantee you, but I know he'll be ready for Sunday.
That's someone Alex Cora had to say over at Fenway Park tonight. And yeah, it's been a very good year for Michael Wacha. I don't know if he'll be back next year. I think he made himself a lot of money. But boy, excellent one-off season with this Red Sox team. And they had a weird offensive night. They got out-homered 4-5-1. I think the Red Sox had, looking at it now, 9 singles, a double, and a homer. Walked 8 times and outscored the Orioles 13-9. It's a wild finish. Tomorrow, they'll try to win again, make it back-to-back after losing 6 straight. Want to thank Justin Turpin. Excellent job behind the glass, as always. Couldn't get all your phone calls. We'll try to do it tomorrow. Red Sox pregame at 6:10. We'll talk to you then right here on WEEI. Have a great night, everybody.